I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so there's
can
a...
Can I just point out, Morales,
no.
Under the table right now.
This is not your turn.
He's engineering, I suppose.
Take it away, corporate Greg.
He writes a lot of memos, and he climbs under the table to do engineering work.
Yeah. Hey, I'm happy. My mic
Everybody
works.
Everybody around here wears a lot of
hats
like except
for you. He's like a Swiss Army knife, Morales.
Go ahead, Greg. What do you got?
He does a lot of things. He does a lot of things, and apparently for you, too.
Yes.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So... There's a Twitter account, or actually a podcast called the Foreplay Pod. And on this pod, they had Tiger Woods on it. And Tiger Woods was challenged to a long drive contest. You know, Tiger has, what is it, John? He has a knee issue right now?
Oh,
or
everything.
Ankle?
Knee, ankle, leg, back, hips.
So, yeah, so he can't really like swing a club very well.
Okay.
So he does a long drive contest with one of the guys from the podcast, and the guy hits a really long drive. Tiger Woods then gets onto his knees and takes a driver and smacks it about 300 yards,
wow.
Maybe more. It was the most impressive thing I've ever seen. John has seen it. Can you do anything as well as Tiger Woods can hit a ball on his knees?
I'm going to try this the next time I go to a golf course. This was this year.
It was just a couple weeks ago.
And it's amazing. He hits this thing on his knees probably 275, 300 yards. And I think if I tried to hit a golf ball on my knees, I would be lucky to hit it forward. I don't know how he's doing it. But he's like, Tiger Woods is like, please.
Well, I mean,
he's done.
He's unlikely to win another PGA event.
He can't even survive four rounds. He'd get his legs give out.
You know what they should do? They should make him the Ryder Cup captain in 2025, and that's how he should be a part of golf.
But as an honorary captain?
No, as the captain.
And play?
No, you don't.
Oh, you don't play if you're
going to do that anyway, right? They're going to make him captain.
Either that or play on their knees.
Why don't you get a whole tournament on your knees golf, the Dorfine Golf Tournament?
Yeah, right, right. Is there anything that
you can do as well as Tiger Woods could hit
can
a
do on his knees?
Yeah. That's what you said it.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any skill that I've got that would be as impressive as that. Do you, Ireland? Do you have any skill?
No. I don't have any marketable skills like Tiger,
I do.
Period.
What do you got, Michael?
I make the best breakfast burritos.
Oh, really? So breakfast burrito is as good as Tiger Woods' drive from his niece?
Exactly.
All right. One of these days, I'll get him into the kitchen in one of these hotels and make him do it.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
The breakfast burrito.
Yes.
There you go. All right. What's next, you guys?
Pepe, what about you? Do anything good?
Nah.
Nah.
The horse.
All right, guys, I saw this social media post making its rounds the last couple days. It was a question, a life-changing purchase for only $100. If you had $100 and had to make a life-changing purchase, what would you purchase? Some of the examples were running shoes, a lottery ticket, things of that nature.
So you got $100 to try to change your life.
I guess a lottery ticket would be the number one thing.
Yeah, lottery ticket would be the biggest return. Well, you know what my answer is. 10-way parlay.
Oh, nice. There you go.
And then, I win like $1 million and I'm set for life.
My answer, Bitcoin. Jump in there now. Water's warm.
Do you still own any Bitcoin?
I do. It's way back up.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it's way, way back up. Pepe, anything? $100, change your life.
The lottery ticket.
Lottery ticket's probably the thing that would change your life.
So, Michael, what'd you do with the $100?
I would buy some In-N-Outs because my life is already perfect. I don't want to change it.
There is this game.
That's true. Cute.
There's a game on the internet where a guy starts with a paperclip, and he starts trading it. Like, so, for example, I have a paperclip, and I say to you, Mace, can I trade this paperclip for your pen? And you say, sure, I got a lot of pens, and you give me a pen. Then I go to somebody else and I say, can I trade this pen for $1?
Right.
And then they give me $1. Then I take the dollar and I turn it into something else. I buy a lottery ticket and it turns into, and the guy started with a paperclip And it's all documented, and he ended up with a house.
Wow.
But he just kept trading up. So you can do it, Brian, but you got to get be lucky, and you got to find people willing to play ball.
You got to find a lot of suckers.
So I'll tell this I'll tell this story, but I won't say the name. So
say the name. Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
No, because showed me his Coinbase account, the Bitcoin account. He was buying Bitcoin when it was 10 cents.
Okay.
The balance of his Coinbase account is $750,000. Oh. It's insane the amount of money some people, these Bitcoin millionaires.
Yeah, maybe the $100 to invest in Bitcoin isn't stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Oh, Michael, it's we only have a short show.
It doesn't. Nobody
knows. Have a short show. Yeah. Ask Crypto Ray. He's in it.
The horse.
Oh, God. That's the news.
All right, Laura, what do you got?
All right, guys. So this has been a topic of discussion here on the show. Peacock, obviously, is going to carry the Chiefs and Dolphins.
Greed.
But Charles Omenihu, who is a defensive end for the team, is actually giving away 93-month memberships to KC fans out of his own pocket. Hmm. So he's creating this giveaway, and he's picking winners this Friday. So if you guys want to enter and are KC fans, you guys can do that via his Twitter.
Here's the thing, and I'll say it again. I said it yesterday. And Michael's a good example of this. Michael loves football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This particular game, we cannot watch because it's on at the same time we're going to be doing Jazz Lakers in Salt Lake City. But if we were off, do you think you could figure out how to watch a game on Peacock?
Oh, I already got Peacock. I got
Peacock.
Oh,
you have
app.
Peacock.
Yeah, I got the Peacock app for these kind of things.
Yeah, I don't think my mom could figure it out. I don't I don't think most people, I think most people, number one, don't know it's exclusively on Peacock, and they're going to get ready to sit down to that game at 5:30 on Saturday night, and they're going to be like...
And they're going to be like, wait a minute, I have to pay for this? Wait a minute,
Michael,
I have to go to
the streaming
service?
Ring, and it's going
to
be Trace, and he's going to say, where do I get this game? Mm-hmm. And you won't be able to explain it to him.
Yeah.
Pepe, do you think you could successfully watch something on Peacock?
I agree with Mason. He was talking about it yesterday. This is not good at all because most people don't have the money to be paying every time for everything.
Pepe, or the intelligence to figure out how to get streaming, particularly
too,
older
that,
people. Like
the,
people
the
my
savviness,
mom,
yeah,
people
the
my
savvy.
Mom's age don't know. Yeah. They don't know how to
but
do
the,
it.
But the NFL did this to placate NBC, right?
Correct.
That's the way NBC gets people to...
They paid him $110 million to do it.
Right. See, that's why, Pepe.
That's greed.
$110 million 100%. In the context of billions, honestly, taking the last dime off the table. Is that the expression?
Yeah.
It feels wrong, and it feels greedy.
NBC paid the most money for the Sunday night package, right?
They did.
So this is part of the deal, part of the
No, this is separate.
Separate deal.
They paid another additional $110 million to get a playoff game on
probably
Peacock.
Probably so the NFL would give them a game on Peacock.
Right.
Get people to sign up for the
app.
This
was negotiated for, that's the way it works.
Right, but what I'm saying, Michael, is it still should be. I guess, Ireland says eventually everything's going to be on a streaming service. But
I think Amazon will have a Super Bowl within 5 years.
But, I mean, for right now, do you really think it's fair for the average fan to have to buy Peacock in order to see the Dolphins play the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I think so. We all got a bunch of apps. We all got one of these. I'm holding up an iPhone. We all have them, and everybody's got a bunch of apps on
their
phone.
But we all don't got $5.99 a month or $49.99 a year or whatever
people,
it is. You
start there are people that don't even have money to eat.
Laura, you were saying yesterday that you can't just buy the 1 week free trial is no longer available, right?
No, it was, and it's not, but they're offering a year subscription for $29.99.
There you go, Pepe. You could afford that.
But a lot of people he knows
you
can't.
You don't get it, Mike.
There are guys listening right now in their cars and in their trucks and whatever, and they're like, I'm not spending $29.99 on another streaming service. I'm just trying to get by.
So but Michael, they're living check to check, so they can't spend $29 on TV.
You don't understand, Mike.
You're not in touch with the real world. Michael.
Come on, everybody's
got a bunch of apps. You're not in touch with the real world.
All right, who's next?
No one?
The horse.
There's three back there. Anybody got anything?
Yeah, I got you.
They're trying to get the Peacock app.
What's up, fools?
So we're talking about, the iPhone, and yesterday we're talking about the Alaskan airline where the panel flew off the door.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this little aspect of it. Apparently somebody's iPhone fell 16,000, feet. And it has no cracks, still works.
Yeah, still works.
I'm not buying this. Are you guys buying this, or is this an ad?
Well, maybe they have like a hard case, and it took the shock.
It probably didn't hit concrete. It probably hit fell in a grassy place.
Probably fell in the grass.
Or maybe hit a tree on the way down. Right. And
Yeah, and it could hit air currents, could slow it down as it falls down and flow a little bit.
They must have used Find Your iPhone, and they were like, that it's is in how somebody's it, yeah. backyard in Portland right now. My phone is still there.
If it would have hit concrete.
But that's, if I was Apple, I would do an ad highlighting that.
Yeah.
Although, it's weird because, you know, somebody somewhere out there is going to drop their phone casually on the sidewalk, and it's going to bust, and it's going to shatter. Yeah. So it's
there's
just
a,
amazing.
There's a guy in Manhattan Beach. He's a sole proprietor, Japanese dude. Hardly speaks any English, but everybody knows about him. And if your screen cracks in your computer screen, your iPad screen, your phone screen, you take it to him and he fixes it within 2 hours and gives it back to you. And I went in there the other day and I had something going on and he couldn't fix it, but he worked on it for like a whole day. And I said, well, I appreciate you trying to do this. What do I owe you? And he goes, nothing. I couldn't fix it. And I said, no. You spent your time. So I gave him $30.
Okay.
But I go, you need to charge for your time, man.
Even if he didn't get it.
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, yeah, I think so,
because he took the time to try and fix it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
All right, is that it?
The horse.
Apparently that's it. Apparently that is it.
I have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, guys. So after being fined more than $4,000, Ojos Locos.
I was going to go to this story next. Listen to this. Yeah.
Okay. So Ojos Locos in Downey has gone on the offensive. This establishment, we'll call it that way.
Is it a restaurant?
It's a restaurant called Ojos Locos in Downey.
Okay.
So they were fined over $4,000 for their taste in uniforms. So my question to you guys would be, is a city allowed to find you because of the uniform?
Were the uniforms offensive?
I'll give some context here. So under Downey City dress code, food handlers are not allowed to bear their midriffs any portion of the chest 3 inches below their collarbone and any part of the leg 3 inches below the buttocks. Now, it's apparently common for this Texas-based chain restaurant, Ojos Locos, to wear, skorts and T-shirts. What's a skort? Is it a skirt and a
skirt
short?
And shorts. Yes.
Skirt and short.
Yes. So it's shorts with a skirt over.
Skorts and T-shirts, okay? And apparently some of them wear them as tank tops and stuff like that. And I don't know why you would find, first of all, why is the city involved in this? Why is the city of Downey involved in fining somebody for their uniforms that they wear at a restaurant? This is standard at their restaurant, and I find it totally outrageous.
So I guess, I'm not trying to be funny here, but I guess
it's a little like Hooters.
Is there not a Hooters in Downey?
Probably not.
No. So this was like a whole thing when it was first being proposed. Downey was very against it because it was around a school. There's churches there.
Yeah, there's a church across the street. And there's someone quoted as saying, we're praying for the restaurant to go away.
Yes. That's a private establishment. I don't see the big deal.
I agree.
They're in lingerie on their Instagram. They're like legitimate.
Oh, at Ojos Locos?
And Ojos Locos, yeah.
It was a whole thing, but to me, it's like, listen, if the women feel comfortable dressing like that, let them do their thing.
To me, I have a red light go off anytime somebody tells women how to dress. I just think if unless you're running around naked, that's unacceptable, obviously. But if you're dressed sexy and you want to wear it and you like it, go for it.
Yeah, and if that's the job you want, and you know that's part of the deal. That's part of the deal.
Especially nowadays, that you see that all the time on TV.
Right, right.
So and who dresses like that, Pepe?
What's the drop?
You stepped on it.
Laura stepped on the bit.
Sorry.
The horse.
There you go. So let's stick up for Ojos Locos in Downey. That $4,000 fine should be rescinded.
I support the scantily clad women. God bless.
Wait a minute. I am so shocked.
And
John
so does Pepe.
Ireland supports scantily clad women.
So does Michael.
And so does Pepe. Tell him, Pepe.
You should take Michael to the guy that fixes the screen.
The iPad fixes
fixes his brain.
All right, coming up next for you. Greg and I talked about this morning. I just got a text from Bryan Cranston about it. There's something very interesting going on with the Dodgers. We'll do that coming up next. Again, this is the Service Titan Shootaround. We'll do some Lakers coming up too. Phoenix is in town. Tonight, Lakers versus Suns. The Lakers are at 500. The Suns are a game over 500. So they are right there together. By the way, Service Titan Shootaround. Service Titan, the all-in-one tech solution for contractors that connects your entire HVAC, electrical, and plumbing operation on a single software platform. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, Mirror Audio Video in Westwood, one of my favorite places. They've been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Well, Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, and Control 4. If you want to have one-touch control over everything from your pool to your lights to your window shades, Mirror is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi? Got to be Mirror. And I can't stress this enough. World-class customer service. You know when you call some big company and they throw you into phone jail? Not going to happen with Mirror. You call Isaac, Roy, or somebody picks up, and just like that, you're taken care of. I can't recommend these guys enough. I've sent, I don't know, over the years, probably 50 people to Mirror, and everybody goes away satisfied. Call today, 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, God. All right, Michael Thompson's here. Pepe Mantilla. This is the part where we talk on the radio there, Michael. Look alive.
Please turn that off.
Something much more important is happening. They've released the trailer for the upcoming season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, have they really?
Which is Michael and I's favorite show. Yeah, we cannot play it on the air because every other word is the F word.
When do they have a premiere date?
I'll wait to see at the end.
Okay. Hey, I want to remind everybody it is Fifth Row Fridays this week, which means there will be a question from something, all the stuff we say today, that will be on the quiz tomorrow at 3:30. There'll be a question from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, and tomorrow. If you can answer all five, fifth row seats to Lakers OKC on Monday night, all courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. So I hope you've been paying attention. All right, so when I came in today, Bergman was...
February 6th.
One of the questions
today
to me, what did Pepe call women?
I believe that is too easy because of the number of times we played it. All right, so here's the story. The Dodgers made a, what's on the surface, a very minor trade today, relatively minor trade. They traded Michael Bush and Yency Almonte, who they just reached an arbitration agreement for. They traded them to the Cubs. It opens up two roster spots on the 40-man roster. One goes to Teoscar Hernandez. The other goes to,
They've created got an open
a spot on their 40-man roster, which means something is coming. I don't know what. My first thought was Josh Hader.
Would it make sense? But they just they just signed Evan Josh Phillips. Hader? Evan Phillips just signed his arbitration, so he's not he's here this whole year.
If there are questions about a rotation, shorten the game.
Well, yes, but if there's questions about the rotation, go get a left-handed starter because they don't have one of those yet.
Yeah, is there anybody out there? Are we scouting anybody? I mean, not seen any names so
Marcus Stroman, I believe, is out there. He's a lefty.
He's right-handed, isn't he?
I think Stroman's left-handed, isn't he?
Look that up. I'm pretty sure he's right.
Yeah, I think he's right-handed also.
He throws right. Oh, my bad.
A lefty starter would make sense. Josh Hader, I would absolutely love. All right, so I wanted to get to this too. Michael, this is courtesy Shams Charania. The mindset in Golden State right now, and they had a really bad loss last night, oof, is that everyone but Steph Curry is on the table.
Interesting.
Do you buy it the way, as bad as they've played?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Joe Lacob's very aggressive guy. He's not afraid to make a big move.
What would you do if you were Mike Dunleavy? How do you fix that team? Because they're broken.
Yeah, they got to make some kind of a deal.
They got to get bigger, right?
They got to get bigger, yeah. Even though they got Trace Jackson, Davis, and they got Saric, but they need one more big guy, one more big body to help them out.
Did you guys know that is Trace Jackson Davis Dale Davis's son or his nephew?
The son.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
But they're undersized, Mace. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, take a look. When you guys get a spare moment, take a look at the West standings. Nobody expected Minnesota and Oklahoma City to be this good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a team that made the playoffs last year, at least one, maybe two, that aren't going to make it this year.
Well, Memphis won't.
Memphis won't. The Warriors are on the bubble. Yep. The Lakers are on the bubble.
Yep. Lakers will.
Utah's on the bubble.
The Lakers will make it.
Right now
it feels very playing.
Right now they're eighth.
Yeah. Well, that's making the playoffs.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in that play-in tournament again.
Why not? They did fine last year.
Do they have what it takes to get the six? That's the question. Do they have what it takes to
get
the six?
How many games are they behind six?
John, standings? They're in your head, right?
I just looked at them today. They're not that far behind.
Yeah,
matter of fact, there's two or three teams with good records at the top, and then everybody bunches up after that. So it's not like the season. It's way too early. We're not even at half the season. But you can't go on a long losing streak in the Western Conference. Because it'll
what would you consider long? Five games?
Especially,
five or six.
Especially in the Pacific Division.
Well, nobody really cares about the divisions.
But they will eventually.
Why?
Phoenix, the team we're playing tonight, is right there with the Lakers.
Who cares about the division?
If you end up in first place, then you're going to be up there.
Yeah, they stack it, right? You don't get extra points for being.
No, the division, where you finish in your division means nothing. Yeah, but, overall record. But I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah. I don't know what he's saying.
Correct. Right. No, he's saying that if you win your division, then you'll probably have a 50-win team.
True.
Yeah.
That's not true.
When is a team won a division without 50
wins? You can win 45 and lose because it's so even, so much parity. You can win 47 games to win your division this year.
But those two teams, Minnesota and Oklahoma City, are they good enough to go to the finals this year? Normally, there's a process.
Yeah.
To the finals?
Yeah. Like if the Lakers drew one of those teams in the first round, I would pick the Lakers because the Lakers have experience. But maybe I'm off. Maybe Minnesota and Oklahoma City are that good. We're going to see Oklahoma City here Monday night.
I know.
By the way, Lakers are four out of the six.
Yeah, which is not bad.
No.
Not bad at all. And the Lakers can win any game if they've already won to play.
Right. That's the most frustrating thing about the Lakers so far this year is it's in there. You saw it in the in-season tournament. You saw it when they won at Oklahoma City. You've seen it when they've beaten the Clippers twice. They've beaten the Suns three times. They may beat them for their fourth time tonight. Michael, it's in there. They have the ability to compete with teams. So why are we 500?
Well, it's all they've had to deal with some injuries, Pepe.
Everybody has to deal with injuries. Not an excuse, Michael.
Okay, Michael, continue.
And they did not seem to have the same motivation they had for the in-season tournament for the $500,000.
You told me to continue, and you just interrupted.
Shut up.
You did do that.
What do you always say that the motivation is just playing in the NBA? You said that.
Yes.
So forget about motivation.
Except, Pepe, it's a real thing that our team, for whatever reason, and this is the challenge that Darvin Ham and the coaching staff has, when we won the in-season tournament, and Michael and I did both those games in person. They had a suffocating, dominating defense. They were not going to lose in Vegas.
Which is the basics to win a championship.
Correct.
That's right, Pepe.
When they won,
that's what I was
and they
say.
All got paid, Michael,
they
relaxed, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't relax because it's too competitive this year.
And too many times they don't bring it to start the game. They wind up in a hole. They wind up
in
a ditch.
First quarter. I'm glad you brought this up. Worst first quarter team in the NBA so far this year.
Worse than the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're in a ditch and then they got to dig out of it for three quarters.
I think I read the other day that we've had 17 or 18 games where we've been down double digits in the first quarter. And the next closest team is like 5.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we should start telling people, Pepe, that the game, like tonight's game starts at 7. We should tell our team it starts at 6:30. And, you know, just to get them, because they're asleep when the game starts.
Yeah, they really are. Especially on Sundays.
Maybe, right. Maybe you're waving to them. Maybe that distracts them.
No, the wave does not distract them. The wave is respectful to the fans.
Lots of people wave back at me.
Yeah,
a lot
of
people. No one waves back.
So many people wave back.
All right. I want you, when's the next game
Wednesday.
You're going to?
Next Wednesday.
Okay, I want you to point, take a picture of anybody that waves back. Right. And it can't be of you. Yeah.
I am going to be there, and I'm going to take a picture of all the people waving back.
Good.
I'll take, you know what I'm going to do, Pepe? This could backfire on you. I'm just going to take a picture of the section in front of you when you wave.
Because
to show whether somebody waves back.
Most of the people that wave back.
Panorama. And Pepe claims that several people wave back. I will bet you $1, Pepe, that no one on Mason's Panorama will be waving.
Most of the people that wave are in front.
Mm-hmm.
In front.
Right, what are you doing, Laura? You don't wave.
You don't wave, Laura.
I wave to Pepe.
You do not.
No, I love
I'm late.
What's the next game you're going to?
Tonight.
She's going tonight.
All right, I'm
going
to look at you. Okay. You better be waving.
You're standing up waving.
Yeah.
Wave
right.
Big. Wave big. All right.
You guys don't even
know
what
going back
you're
to that Dodger
about.
Thing.
Yeah.
Is it ridiculous? You said the number one thing they need is a left-handed starter.
Left-handed starter.
They're obviously all in. Money is no object with this team.
Yeah, $1 billion does that.
Blake Snell won the Cy Young Award last year, and he's left-handed, and he's a free agent.
Holy hell.
Could that be it?
Oh, my God.
You're going after Blake Snell?
Left-handed starter.
Two Cy Youngs with
two
different
man.
Teams.
Oh, man.
Isn't that the home run?
Blake Snell,
what's wrong with you?
Rotation?
You look like you saw the chupacabra.
No, but no, seriously, that's another $250 million.
Oh, Mace, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Another, I mean, seriously, another
but,
250, another quarter of a billion.
They're going to defer that because they figured
right,
it out.
Right, they will defer. Actually, I want to ask
king
you.
King of the deferrals.
I want to ask you something about deferrals and the state comptroller coming up next.
Okay.
And of course, Shohei Ohtani. And by the way, an update on Shohei's dog also. Then we got Game of Games.
What's his dog's name? He finally told us.
Decoy.
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 They should have called him Deferral.
Why? Deferral, yeah.
Deferral. My dog, Deferral. All right, we'll get to all that stuff coming up next time. We got Game of Games. It's Pepe's game today. God help us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal. Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Just to point out, we don't have any actual facts to back up Blake Snell to the Dodgers. In fact, there are lots of stories
We didn't say that on the air. We said it off the air.
No, we did say Blake Snell on the air.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it on the air?
Yeah, we said it on the air.
We did, yeah.
The show just keeps going all
me,
the time, yeah. Dodgers not interested in Blake Snell, according to the New York Post. And there are a lot of stories that they're not, but who knows, that may have changed. They have an empty roster spot now on their 40-man.
Well, Greg, you say they need a left-handed starting pitcher, and he's still out there, and he's got two Cy Youngs.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money. But is the New York Post, does that mean it was John Heyman? If it's John Heyman, then I think the Dodgers are going to get.
John Heyman.
That's how
always
that,
wrong.
That's how that.
Jordan
works.
Montgomery is a reliever, right? Left-handed
Jordan
pitcher
Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery. Didn't he pitch for the Cardinals?
Yeah,
and then he was traded to.
No, I think he's a starter.
Is he a starter?
Yeah, he's a
he
starter.
Was in Baltimore, right,
what about
right?
Shota Imanaga?
He's going to go to the Cubs, I think.
He just signed with the Cubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the other Japanese ace that's coming over. Yeah, he's a starter, Jordan Montgomery. That's another possibility.
In New York. He was in New York.
All right. Wait, I'm going to give you some more suggestions for left-handed starting pitchers, Bergman. You ready?
Sure.
Hyunjin Ryu.
I would bring Ryu back.
I love Ryu.
That'd be great. I mean, he doesn't stay healthy. He had a good end of the year, but sure.
All right, bring him back. Another former Dodger?
Yeah.
Alex Wood.
He's fine.
And he pitched really well at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And he pitched okay up there.
I think this guy pitched for the Padres or the Giants. I can't remember. Sean Manaea.
He signed with the Yankees. Is it the Yankees or Mets?
Yeah. Okay, what about James Paxton?
God, he hasn't pitched in a while. He was up in Seattle the last time I remember. Oh, he's in New York and Seattle, I think. I mean, if it's a reclamation project kind of deal.
Yeah, so those are the lefties that are out there. There's a couple of righties out there, too. Mike Clevenger's out there. Michael Lorenzen's out there.
Yeah, we don't want Clevenger.
Wasn't Jordan Montgomery on the Rangers?
You mentioned Marcus Stroman. He's still out there.
Yeah.
Blake Snell thing, another $250 million would just be...
mind-blowing.
It would be just outrageous.
Yeah.
Speaking of $1 billion, almost, Shohei Ohtani today in Japan got something very, very special, John. He got a visa, a big, gigantic visa for his dog.
For decoy.
He's officially got dual citizenship, the United States and Japan.
Oh, I thought you were saying visa like a credit card.
No, visa.
Like when Michael had when he came from
correct.
The Bahamas.
That dog has been naturalized. It was done in Japan at the American Embassy today, which I thought was kind of cool. His dog's name is Decoy. In Japanese, it's Dekopi.
Is Shohei Shohei an American citizen now?
I don't believe so.
Then why'd he make his dog one?
His dog is an American citizen. Shohei is not.
I wonder if he has dual citizenship at this point. He played for the Angels for 6 years.
Yeah, that's possible he does, yeah.
And Wouldn't they say he did or has it?
Well, I mean, he's got a legal work permit, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Michael,
yeah.
Before you were naturalized as a U.S. citizen, did you have issues getting into Canada, or did you just use your... Bahamian passport.
I just used
my
Bahamian passport. So, that was
so
no problem.
Every year when we go to Toronto, it was just...
Bahamian passport.
Yeah.
And we are Commonwealth cousins.
Yeah, there you go. So the state comptroller, have you seen this story?
No.
The state comptroller,
who's
a woman up in Northern California who runs the tax system here, says that what Shohei Ohtani is doing is unfair because potentially that $680 million that he has deferred, he'll be maybe back in Japan and not giving his fair share to the state of California. Now, I personally think this is absolutely ridiculous. Shohei Ohtani is making $2 million this coming season. You get taxed on $2 million. You do not get taxed on $70 million.
Well, here's the problem. I'll just let you behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Michael and I have to pay taxes in 28 different states.
And he will have to do that, but based on $2 million salary.
Yeah. Right. But you should be taxed where you perform.
That's what he will be.
No, but what you're saying, I know what the controller's saying.
She wants the whole 70.
He's going to be performing in California, and then he's going to leave, and we're not going to get...
We're not going to get any of it.
Right.
In 10 years.
That's smart.
To me, it is smart. Yeah, really. It is smart.
But in her position, I can see why she wants
the
money.
Why? It's not her money.
There's a loophole here.
She acts like he's going to pay her.
People are allowed to defer, and she's calling on Congress to change this initiative. But she's calling on people to not be able to defer salary without paying taxes. In other words, her argument is Shohei should be paying taxes on $70 million and not $2 million this year. Now, I
wait a minute. Shohei isn't getting the money yet.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, here's where I would meet her in the middle.
You would?
You can tax him for
$2 million.
Games played in Los Angeles, but only for what he's been paid at the time.
Which is $2 million.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying the difference between me and you is the other $68 million that he gets paid later when he's living in Japan, right. I would tax that too.
You would tax that too?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I would not. But I wouldn't tax it until he gets it.
No, that's not fair.
No, you can't.
He's getting paid in Japan.
Where you're living is what matters.
Yes.
He'll receive a $68 million check maybe when he's in Japan.
I'm just saying if I was a judge, the way I would rule on this is...
What?
You are taxed... He is being paid to play baseball and perform.
Right now.
In the United States.
Correct. Yeah. And he's being paid $70 million a year to do that.
No, he's getting two right now.
Two.
Right.
He's getting $2 million.
But his agreement, his overall contract is, it averages out to $70
million
a year.
When he retires, he'll get the rest.
Correct.
In Japan.
And when he gets that money, since he performed in California, we need our cut.
Oh, that's so unreasonable.
He's not being paid $70
million.
He shouldn't be taxed on $70 million in 2024.
I'm not taxing him in 2024. I'm taxing him when he gets it.
No, if he lives somewhere else, he doesn't pay California taxes.
Why is he being paid the money? For what?
to play baseball.
Right. So why doesn't he get taxed for that?
Because he's not, if he's retired and living in Japan, why should he pay taxes on the $68 million that he's getting?
Mm-hmm. You and I,
I can't believe you're pro-tax.
Yeah, really?
No,
what is this?
No, but Michael,
government over here. No, I thought this was a no-brainer.
Exactly. Wait for anybody listening to us.
No, wait a minute. Michael, we get paid a lot by the Lakers, but and we don't necessarily need all that money right now. So you're saying if we defer the money, okay, if we say, hey, Lakers, pay me $1 for 2024.
Right.
And then pay me the rest after I move back to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. You performed services in the United States.
Exactly. But you only got paid $1.
Yeah, I got paid.
Are you with me on this?
Of course I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. You guys want to milk guys out of the money.
Because you're working in the United States.
But not anymore. This is a loophole that totally works. No, but no, everybody would take deferred money then.
Well, everybody's entitled to it.
Wait a minute.
Yamamoto took deferred money.
Wait a minute.
Teoscar Hernandez took deferred money.
You're saying...
Yeah.
If we, you and I decide today that in 2024, ESPN LA is going to pay us $1 and we're going to defer the rest of our salary into the future.
Yes.
And then you move to Italy.
Yeah.
The money you received was for services you performed in the United States. But so you have to get taxed.
But I am
that.
A resident of Italy.
Correct.
I pay Italian tax on what I receive.
Right.
No, you don't.
Yes, six
that you on what
in
you
other words,
earn.
I live in Italy. I live in Italy. Right. I'm getting $68 million that was deferred from 10 years ago.
Who paid you the 68?
The Dodgers.
Okay, or ESPN LA.
In our case, ESPN LA.
For services
performed. I just can't believe you're on the pro-tax side.
No, I just think fair is fair.
It's not fair.
See, I think it's clever, smart, and really ingenious.
I have no problem with the
deferral. No, but the taxes. He's avoiding taxes.
No, I should have to pay taxes like everybody else.
He is paying taxes like everybody else.
On what he makes. He's getting paid for what he makes in this calendar year.
If we both get charged 13% by the state of California or 41% by the federal government, whatever it is now, for the services we perform in the United States, and then we decide to defer all the money and move out of the country. The services we performed, all of our coworkers, everyone we're working with tonight, all the players, all the ushers, Pepe, everybody, they're being paid to perform services at Crypto.com.
But
Arena.
If they deferred?
No, you're
doing it in the United States.
Yeah. I don't even understand your guys' point.
Just let me read the law. The current tax system allows for unlimited deferrals for those fortunate enough to be in high tax brackets, creating a significant imbalance in the tax structure. The absence of reasonable caps on deferral for the wealthiest individuals exacerbates inequality, which is what the argument that the controller is making. So what Shohei Ohtani is doing is absolutely legal. They would have to change a law in Congress in order for California to get its hooks into that $68 million in 10 years.
Yeah. So you don't think they will change it after this?
I do not. When has the government been in the business of not taxing people?
You never win against the government when it comes to
you
that.
You can't fight Uncle Sam. You've heard that, right?
No, they're not going to change that law.
Death and taxes
they will not,
are the two
they will not change that that's law. Right. I thought it was ingenious on the part of Shohei Ohtani to use the loophole that is there and available to him.
We need a CPA. My CPA just retired. Do we know anybody that's a CPA?
Juan is a CPA.
Well, let's get him. Well, he won't come on.
No, he will not. He will not. But he's a CPA.
We'll figure it out. Some CPA, let us know.
All right. So Pepe, what are we dealing with here? What is happening?
Now, do you want to preview your game or no hints? No.
Well, you guys have been talking about Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's the Margot Robbie game.
Here we go.
No,
I'm okay with that.
It's not a Margot Robbie
Bridget
game.
Bridget Bardot.
It's a potpourri game. And just Joan considering Crawford. That you like Margot Robbie so much.
Gina Lola.
Betty Davis.
I'm going to include one question.
About Margot Robbie.
Okay, good. So it's
one question about Margot Robbie and 10 about Sophia Loren.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And Gina.
And Gina Lola Brigida.
And you guys are lucky that I'm not mentioned.
Any Marlena Dietrich?
Doris Day.
Oh, Marlena Dietrich. Dietrich, how about Betty Grable?
What about Mae West?
Rita Hayworth.
Yeah,
Rita Hayworth. Mm-hmm. Remember, I just saw Rita Hayworth. I was watching Shawshank Redemption. Isn't that a Rita Hayworth poster on the wall?
Yeah. What about Jane Mansfield? Is she in this?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Jane Mansfield.
You know who her daughter is, right?
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
That's one of the best.
Yeah, one of the best. All right, so we'll do Game of Games coming up next, then we'll flip it off to the afternoon show. Shadano and Cappy will be here to lead you up to Lakers basketball, Lakers versus the Suns tonight. Hey, life is a journey. with highs and lows. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey together. Share a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Not just any Game of Games. The great Pepe Mantilla is here with the potpourri of lies.
And we got six players. Brian, Greg, Laura, Mace, Ireland, Michael. Pepe, what do we got?
As usual, I have a sealed envelope.
Sealed envelope, yes.
Hermetically sealed.
Yep.
And I hope that you guys remember what you study when you were in high school, elementary school, and all that.
Yes.
I believe that most of you are smart enough to answer these questions.
Okay.
Most of us.
I'm not going to say who. I don't believe anything.
I can't imagine who that would be.
I won your last game last week.
He did, Pepe. That's true. You're mocking last week's winner of potpourri. Right.
But you know why? Because he's just lucky.
Okay.
All right.
Let's find out, Michael.
All right.
Once is lucky. Twice is genius.
Genius. That's right.
No, not genius. Put the horse thing.
Yes.
The horse.
All right. What's the first question?
Okay. First question.
Pepe's potpourri, ladies and gentlemen.
What city is home to the Brandenburg Gate? Vienna, Zurich, or Berlin?
All right, what city is home to the Brandenburg Gate? Zurich, wait, what are the three?
Zurich, Vienna, or Berlin.
All right, Brian, Zurich, Vienna, or Berlin?
Let's go Berlin.
Greg?
Let's go Vienna.
Laura?
I'm going to go with the other one, Zurich.
Okay, so we've got one for each. Mace?
Berlin.
I'm going Berlin. Michael?
It is Berlin.
Yes.
It is Berlin.
Okay. So, Brian, Mace, Ireland, Michael,
got it. Is that where
Reagan
did that big tear down the wall speech?
No, that was the Berlin Wall.
Oh, the Berlin Wall, right.
All right, Pepe, what's next?
Okay. Which of these three is not a fruit?
This is very, very easy.
Okay, not a fruit.
Rhubarb, tomato, or avocado?
Wait a minute. A what?
Rhubarb.
Oh, rhubarb. Is that a robot?
Tomato or avocado? Greg?
Is not a fruit.
Yeah.
Well, the other two have seeds. I'm going to go with rhubarb. I don't know what that is even.
Laura.
I'm going to go with that rhubarb.
Mace.
I'm going rhubarb.
I think avocado. Michael.
Avocado and tomatoes are fruits. Rhubarb is not a fruit.
Oh, okay. I'm going to miss it. Brian.
Rhubarb.
Is it rhubarb?
It's rhubarb.
There you go.
Everybody but me. So Greg's on the board. Laura's on the board. Mace.
So far, Pepe, seems like we're pretty smart.
Yeah, Pepe. What do you got to say now?
Yeah. You guys are really super brilliant.
All right, what's next?
Nobel Prizes. Who's generally considered the inventor of the motor car? This is very easy. Henry Ford, Carl Benz, or Henry Leland?
All right, Laura. Ford, Benz, or Leland? Who invented the model car?
I'm going to go with Ford.
Mace.
I got to go Ford.
I also go Ford. Michael.
Benz.
Brian.
I'm going to go forward here, too.
Greg's out. All right, what is it, Pepe?
Benz.
Benz, oh! Michael takes the lead.
Does that mean that the car was invented in Germany not in the United States?
The first one that had the first patent for a motor car was
in Germany.
I knew that.
Wow. Benz.
Okay. I know my cars, Pepe.
Yeah.
On January 29th.
Michael have his lead, 18, I think, right?
Yes, Michael's up 3-2 over you and Brian. Laura and I have won. Greg's out.
Okay. What language has the longest alphabet? Russian, Khmer, or Arabic?
What's the second one?
Khmer.
Khmer?
Khmer. Khmer.
K-H-M-E-R.
Khmer.
All right. Yeah. Mace, is you.
I'm going to say Arabic.
I also think it's Arabic. Michael.
Arabic.
Brian.
I also think Arabic.
Laura.
I'm going to go with the crowd. Arabic.
Do we get it?
No, it's Khmer.
I didn't even know what that was.
Me neither.
Yeah, okay.
The language with most letters is Khmer, is Cambodian, with 74, including some without any current use.
Mm. Okay.
What is the name of the fear of insects? Edmophobia, arachnophobia, or ailurophobia?
All right, this one's me. I'm going to go arachnophobia. Michael.
Arachnophobia is about spiders, I thought. What's the first one?
Ethnophobia, arachnophobia, ailurophobia.
Ailurophobia.
Brian.
Ailurophobia.
Laura.
I'm going with Michael.
Mace.
Yeah, I know this one. It's ailurophobia.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wrong. Ethnophobia.
Oh, my God.
We're all wrong.
We're all wrong.
Yeah. You're all wrong.
Okay. All right, Pepe, how many you got left?
I'm sorry, genius. I have another four.
Okay,
okay.
Four
keep
five.
Going.
Four or five.
Keep going.
Okay.
Okay, here is the easy one, okay? What was Margot Robbie's role in the movie Whiskey Tango Foxtrot? Ann Burden, Tani Wonderpool, or Alison Wells?
Okay, I saw this movie. Michael, this one goes to you. What are the three choices again?
Ann Burden, Tani Wonderpool, or Alison Wells?
Wells.
Brian.
Let's go Wells.
Laura.
Sure, Wells.
Mace.
Let's try, is it Wonderpool?
Yes.
Wonderpool.
I think it is Alison Wells. I'm going Wells.
What about Ryan?
Greg's out.
Okay.
It's, Wells.
It's Wonderpool.
Yeah!
Oh, okay, so Mace got
I'm
one.
Talking about.
Okay.
I've yet to win this, and maybe this
you're
is my
tied.
Day.
You and Michael are tied with three. Brian has two. Laura one, me one.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
Where was the earliest documented case of the Spanish flu?
Mm.
USA, Spain, or Philippines?
This one is Brian.
Go Philippines.
Laura.
Philippines.
Mace.
USA.
I need one here. What's the one nobody said yet?
Spain.
I'll say, I think it came from, you know what, I'll say Spain. Michael.
Peens.
USA.
Mace takes the
lead.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I like this game.
All right. Laura only has one. Pepe, how many are left?
Three more.
Three more. Okay, so Laura, you got to get all these. Okay?
Okay.
Is that a complaint from Laura?
No, it was not a complaint.
No, she just doesn't like the
game. Come back in. I might only have one.
Where is the Keck Observatory located?
So repeat that.
I'm still out.
Where is the Keck Observatory located?
Keck Observatory.
Keck Observatory. Right. Got it.
Houston, Hawaii.
You say the cake or the Keck?
Spell it, Pepe.
Keck.
K-E-C-K?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Keck. I'm sorry about you.
Yes.
Houston, Hawaii, or Alaska?
Houston, Hawaii, or Alaska? All right, Mace, you have the lead, so you have to say Houston, Hawaii, or Alaska.
I'm going to say Alaska.
Michael, you're next.
Oh, I know this one, baby. Hawaii.
Oh, you know this one?
Brian.
I've seen it. I've been there.
Got to follow that. Let's go Hawaii. Yeah.
Laura.
I mean, how can I go against that?
Yeah. I'll also go Hawaii.
Oh, Michael, man.
What is
I'm
it?
I'm a genius, huh?
It is Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah. Michael is tied for the lead.
I could have been faking it,
right.
Pepe.
Yeah, you could have been. We do fake it right
here.
Right.
Oh, God.
You have two left, Pepe?
I have two left, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. What was the last currency used in the U.S. before the dollar? What was it called? Americans, U.S. notes, or continentals?
Michael?
Continentals. I know my money.
Mace?
Do I need to go different or
you're
am
tied.
I? I'm tied. I'll go Continentals.
Brian.
I'll go with American notes.
What's the other choice? What are the three choices?
U.S. notes, US Americans, notes. Or Continentals?
I'll go U.S. notes.
Okay, I'm with Brian. I'll go U.S. notes. Laura.
I'm going to go Continental.
What is it?
You did right. It's Continentals.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means I'm out. Laura, you're still in.
Ooh, Laura.
So here's the score with one to go, right? You have one left. And do you have a tiebreaker?
I have two left and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay.
So two left and a tiebreaker means I'm still alive. All right, keep going.
How many of the seven ancient wonders of the world were located in modern-day Egypt? Two, one, or three?
Mace.
I will say just, I'll say two. I'll say two.
Michael.
I think it's two.
I need to go different. I'll go one. Brian.
I'll go different. I'll go three.
Laura.
Damn, I think it is two, so I'm going to go two.
What's the answer?
Two.
Okay. Yeah. So now, Brian, you and I are out.
By the way, obviously the Great Pyramids of Giza and then the Sphinx, I would think, right?
No, Laura, did you get that? Wasn't.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you're still alive. All right, so here it is.
The lighthouse.
Okay.
Last one. Here's the score. Michael 5, Mason 5, Laura 4. Okay. So, Pepe, last one. Go for it. Laura, you get to go last.
Okay.
Where was Joseph Conrad born?
Who?
Joseph Conrad.
What's wrong with you?
Hero with a thousand faces.
I never saw that crap.
It's a book. It's, even it's a writer.
It's a writer.
Writer.
I don't read. It wasn't a picture book, so you might have missed it.
It wasn't Archie's or Richie Rich. I didn't read it.
Okay. Ukraine, Hungary, or Bulgaria?
Okay. Mace, Ukraine, Hungary, or Bulgaria?
Joseph Conrad. I'll say Ukraine.
Michael.
Bulgaria.
All right, Laura, that means you have to go. What's the other one, Pepe?
Oh, I have to go different?
Yeah.
Hungary.
Okay, so you got to go Hungary because you're you're one back.
Okay, fine. All right,
so what's the answer?
Come on.
Mason wins.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Yeah. Michael, you almost won 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Oh. I almost got genius status.
Yeah. There
you go. I was mad because I knew that one. I was like, I have to go.
That was a very... Wait a minute. You knew where Joseph Conrad was
born? Yeah. I'm a nerd.
All right.
See? I'm a little bit of a nerd.
What's the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker.
Yo, you want to do the tiebreaker for fun?
Sure.
According to FIFA, how many people watch the final of the... last World Cup, including social media.
Including social media, wow.
The Messi World Cup, the last one?
Last World Cup, what's wrong with you, Michael?
I'm going to say...
How many people in the world? Let's see, 7 billion
including
people.
Social media.
Including social media, which is really crazy. Okay, I got a number.
Everybody, Michael, you got one?
Yeah.
Laura, you got one?
Yeah.
Brian?
No, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Okay, all right. So Laura, what'd you write down?
60 billion.
60 billion?
I don't even think that's possible.
I wrote down 2.2 billion. Mace, what'd you write down?
I put down 2.1 billion.
He said social media, so I was like, yeah. I went high.
Okay, Michael, what'd you write down? What? I can't see it.
Oh, just say it.
2.7 billion.
2.7. We're all in the right neighborhood.
We're
I
all
have a
in around. Three of us are in between 2 and 3 billion, and then we got a 60 billion.
60 billion?
6 billion.
6 billion.
So I win.
Michael Thompson.
The
wow.
planet only has what? 8 billion.
7.8 billion
Laura,
people.
6 billion.
I forgot the point.
Wait a minute. So 6 billion of the 7.8 billion people on the planet watch the World Cup?
That can't be right.
The lies continue.
Wrapped it up with a big lie. I like that, Pepe.
Right. Pepe's big lie.
I thought that was a great game, Pepe.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Game of Games is brought to you by our friend Jacob and Ronnie. Don't forget, if you're involved in an accident of any kind, you want Jacob on your side. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or remember, call jacob.com. Let's hit the soup. Stager. All right, the house is full. We got Pepe, Michael, me, and John here, and we got Shidano and Cappy out there somewhere. Guys, what's going on?
So we've got something for you. So yesterday we discovered Cappy, this may be a shock to you all. Cappy may be a little cheap. Okay. So, Cappy, explain the story of what happened to you in the Lexus Lounge the other night with Chris.
Oh,
and
boy.
Case.
Yeah, I only got a whiff of it. Go ahead. Explain it, Cappy.
Well, so here's what happened, guys. So, Mark Cates, one of our marketing consultants.
Yep.
One of the top dudes at ESPN.
Yes, he is.
Right. Mark had invited Chris and I to come join him at the Lexus Club. So,
swanky in there.
It is very, very nice. I've been in there with Cates before.
So after I went to try and say hello to Pepe, who is not at his broadcast location, I went to the Lexus Club. Then I got to the Lexus Club, and on the corner of the bar, it said ESPN.
Okay.
So, you know, Mark says, what would you guys like to drink? I just wanted a soda water. I'm not really drinking right now.
Right.
And in front of us are these small little, like, appetizer plates. Now, there's food everywhere.
It's a buffet setup
in there. Yeah, right.
Monster buffet. Food looks amazing.
Beautiful stuff. Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm going to take one of these little appetizer plates from the bar. I'm going to walk over. I'm going to grab a little shrimp cocktail. I'm going to grab a couple of things here or there. And Mark says to the bartender, "Hey, why don't you give my boy here a plate? Give him a plate." So I kind of just thought like he was just giving me a plate because Mark knows the guy forever, been at that corner of the bar for 20 years.
Right.
And I thought, that's really sweet. That's really nice of these guys. So I go and I start picking food apart. You know, I get some salmon. Mm-hmm. I got some of this pesto chicken, which was just unbelievable.
Nice, yeah.
A couple of shrimp cocktails. And
you know what I'm hearing as Cap is telling the story? Cash register sounds
right,
in my head.
Right,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, salmon, yep. That's 20.
Yeah.
The pesto chicken, that's
20.
Oh, no,
wait. 20. Actually, so go ahead, Cappy. Speed through it. Get a little faster. Go.
Pick up the pace.
So here's what happens. So I pick up a couple of things. I bring them back. We're all sort of sharing. And then Morales says, why don't you go to the other side? There's a nice, really nice buffet. I go, yeah, okay, maybe I'll go over there. So I go over there. And I pick up a couple of things, and on my way back, I see a stack of plates.
So he grabs a second plate.
Okay.
That's another buffet tab. There.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So now,
yep.
So now I got two plates, and I'm going back and forth to this buffet, and I'm bringing stuff back. And the three
and
of
you
us
come
are
back
all
to the bar, and now the bartender has now seen you with two large plates.
Oh boy.
Right. So now we're getting ready to leave, and I say to Morales, I go, listen, I'm not carrying any cash right now. Why don't you give me $20? I'll tip the bartender, because I thought that's what we were going to do was tip the bartender.
You
hey,
thought the whole thing
lot.
Was comp.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As it turns out, what did it cost? Did they hand you a bill?
$75 a plate.
Whoa!
Jeez.
And so, Cap, did you did they stick you with that tab, or did the station pick it up and yell at you?
The station did not pick it up. The mm-hmm. station did not yell at me, but Mark Cates picked it up, and I said to Cates, I go, dude, I'll Venmo you right now. I had no idea. Like,
which
I was,
he never did. You never
That's
Venmo.
Correct. My
you
Venmo
never did
wasn't
Venmo. Because you could just Venmo it whether he wants it or not.
Venmo my Venmo wasn't working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Venmo wasn't working.
And then we find out. So we tell this story yesterday, and Lindsay gets a direct message. Now, is Lindsay there?
Not yet. Lindsay yet.
Okay, so Lindsay gets a direct message from Crypto.com Arena
mm-hmm.
mm. on Twitter.
Okay.
Saying they heard the whole story. And that they would love to chat about it for the next time they're in the Lexus Lounge.
Interesting.
So are you bringing someone on from Crypto?
I don't know who this person was. Lindsay will have to investigate further. But
sounds like it might be Michael Roth. He kind of runs everything over there.
They are clearly okay with figuring this out, right?
Wow. Kathy?
Right. So they sent a direct message to Lindsay, and it said, we can host the guys in the Lexus room, and we can get them each their own plate.
Nice. Right.
Because the fact of the matter is this, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Had I known... Mm-hmm. that we were paying for that food, and had I known that it was $75 a plate,
right,
I would have sat there for the entire game, and I'd eaten everything in sight.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I would have made sure that I ate $250 worth for the $75 plate.
Yes.
So, Cappy, tell everybody where is the Lexus room.
It's at the suite level.
Mm-hmm.
So not too far away.
It's kind of down the hall from our suite, right?
Right. Not too far away from our the 710 suite. Greatest suite inside Crypto. Yeah. If you ever get that invitation, make sure you take it. Don't deny it.
And it is a tremendous display of wealth inside the Lexus.
It really is.
It's very, very nice.
Cates looks right at home, by the way.
Yeah. He's running that thing.
He's running that joint.
And I thought that Cates has this relationship with the bartender, and Cates was like, hey, Steve, or whatever the bartender's name, my boy Kaplan's in here. Let's get him a plate, hook him up, take care of him.
Yeah, you thought you had a guy.
You work in radio, so you think everything is free.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly what he thought.
Like at the radio station, you know, there's Pizza Hut, and then there's Ike sandwiches, and then we got food in here all the time, and it's free.
And the vending area here at the radio station is on the honor system.
Cappy, you're a lying scumbag.
Oh,
there
wow.
we go.
Wow.
Here we go.
He went scumbag.
What did he lie about specifically?
We told him repeatedly it costs money. On the way up there, he said, you think Cates has some of those wristbands? I said, no. I've eaten in the Lexus Club once, and Sam Pines didn't pay. It was one of the partners we were with. We don't buy food in the Lexus Club. Repeatedly it came up.
Right.
Does Sam aware of the story that
he walked in and saw us?
And so
that was the issue.
How did that go?
Not well.
Cappy, there's free food in the 710 suite. Why are you eating the swanky food where it costs $75 a plate?
Cap, you have a press credential. You could do what Michael does and go down and pile on the press food and put it in your car.
I don't know if you can compare press food to Lexus Club food.
Let me solve that for you right now. You cannot.
Right. No, I said
how
to Chris,
dare you?
How many times did we tell you it cost money? I asked Kate in front of you, how much does it cost? Cappy wants to see. Cappy, maybe you'll just buy it yourself. And he said, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I don't pay. I said, okay, well, then you're not eating. Just wait 20 minutes.
Yeah,
And he ate anyway?
Really? Should we get Kate in here to tell you?
I don't remember it that way.
Cap, what's your response to Chris's accusation that you were told you ignored the instructions and ate anyway?
I would say this, that Chris is telling you about 30, no, maybe 40% of the
truth. No, more like 60%.
I don't know if it's 60, Chrissy. I think it might be 40.
Here's the thing.
Kev, what is the... I'm curious. What did Morales lie about specifically?
Right, like what's the 60% that's not true?
I didn't think Chris embellished much there. No, that sounded pretty factual.
I will say this. The only part of what Chris just said that is the truth is that I did say on the way in, I wonder if Kate's has any of those wristbands.
And when I said no,
there was no discussion of any sort of currency.
You're ridiculous. And we were sitting there, and he was staring at the food like a lost child.
And can I just say, having been in that, the food is beautiful. Like,
and by the
really
way, let me say this.
Beautifully
now
there.
Knowing it's $75, it's actually a great deal.
Great deal.
When you think about the cost of food around downtown LA Live.
$75
for an unlimited buffet?
Is it unlimited with one plate?
We haven't pressed that far yet.
Yeah.
Right. But who knows? Chris, that's without drinks, though, right?
Yeah,
right.
But
that's where they get you.
I'm sorry, but I tend to believe Chris because the way he's saying, like no doubt.
Yeah. Cappy, it's not a hometown buffet. You can't just grab as many plates as you want.
Well, but let me tell you
for
why
free.
But I need to justify one thing that's important to this story as to why I grabbed the second plate.
Got it.
Because when I took the first plate and we had a little bit of shrimp cocktail, and by the way, just so you know, I took two shrimp cocktail because I kind of thought like, you know, I'm being Cato Caitlin here. You know, I'm sort of being the house guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be like a chaser. You know what I mean? So I decided... Pepe, you know what a chazer is?
I actually don't even know, and I have some Yiddish.
Is that a Yiddish term?
Right, but I just thought with the Pepe might know what it means. You
no,
know
yeah,
I mean?
No.
Like the horse.
Like the horse.
I don't know what you mean.
Does it stand for minor mid-market talent trying to be large market talent?
Wow.
No,
it
stands for being a pig. So I don't want to be, you know, a pig, right? So I go and I grab two shrimp cocktail, I grab a little bit of salmon, I grab some of the pesto chicken, and we're just having a little nod. That's all. A little nosh. I take the plate dirty.
Right.
The dirty plate. I go to the other side of the Lexus Club. There's a guy cutting tri-tip. I said, you know what? I'll get a little tri-tip. You know what the chef said to me?
What?
Don't bring me a dirty plate. Get me a clean plate.
Oh, so you actually
went and you got fooled into it.
Well, when the chef told me to get him a clean plate, I went and got a clean plate.
But then he's walking around holding two plates.
Yeah, Cappy, is that not embarrassing, walking around with two plates in the Lexus Club? Like,
why also did you just Peter Brady that when you said, clean plate, like
clean
right
plate.
There at the end? What happened there?
I wanted
Are you
a
lying
clean plate!
Is that like a tell that you're lying?
Touchdown, Los Angeles!
Oh, that's not stop. That is do
when
not
it's
mock
time
JB.
To change.
Let me tell you something. You think we're kidding. JB Long is going to punch you
he
in
is.
The freaking
And he
nuts.
Should. He should.
Not, and he should not. I should. He
this
should be
mockery
flattered.
Must stop.
Oh,
not
I love
mockery.
JB Long.
No, but he makes fun of him.
No, but Cappy makes fun of him.
He mocks him.
No, does Mario Ruiz think I'm making fun of him?
Mario
you
seems
know
to take
Mario
it
well. Ruiz. You
I
see
know JB
him.
Long for 20 no, years.
No, not like.
Wait, wait a minute. You know JB
like
Long
Mario.
For 20 years?
Maybe 6 years.
Yeah, I was going to say we've only known JB for like since the Rams have been here.
Right,
you're such
years.
A liar.
Maybe
6
years?
God,
you're such a liar.
He went from 20 to 6 years for
I know JB Long 2 plates worth. 2 plates.
You and the truth, man.
God, you are such a
you
liar.
You and the truth.
Cap, I think it's safe to say that you have a casual relationship with the truth.
You
yes.
think?
Yes.
Yeah. I disagree. I think that I have a very nice relationship with my version of the truth.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Real quick, I want to do this before we get out of here. So,
where are you going?
Well, we're going to take off because it's combo plate and it's your turn. But Monday's a gigantic day because this first time I can remember, we're doing both shows live from different places. So we're going to be doing our show from 1 to 4.
At the Ralph's.
With BB
right?
Go at Ralph's in Redondo Beach, where you can win Lakers tickets and all kinds of stuff. Derek Fisher, Sasha Vujicic, Pepe Mantilla is going to be there. Now, you guys then are going to pick things up, and you'll be live at Yamava, right?
Yes.
Right, that's right. And is Sasha Vujicic coming up to our place or what?
We'll give him directions.
Okay.
We'll give him directions.
Like to have D Fish in the house, too, because I had some good salmon there.
It's a little bit of a haul from Redondo, but we'll tell him where you are.
We'll give him your address and just see if he shows up. But that's a big day on Monday.
Go to the Total Wine next door, guys. Trust me when I tell you. Go find the guy I told you with the long hair and the beard. And the
long
glasses.
Hair, beard, total beer
just
and wine.
Just giving us deals. Well, you know, I'm going straight from there to the game. We play Oklahoma City that night.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
a big game.
That's a big day. Yeah.
All right, so lots of stupidity coming up, I'm assuming.
Yep, oh, somebody needs to get the crypto people on the air. We need to talk
to
Lindsay.
Well, Lindsay's here now, so I think things are happening.
Well, let's ask Lindsay, since she was the one that actually got
message. She just walked out again.
It's like a fire drill out there. Hey, I wanted to mention one last thing, which is...
By the way, is Bergman still part of your show? I don't even hear him anymore.
He's rolling in and out.
He goes AWOL every once in a while.
Busy. He's
He's got bigger names on the other line.
He's rolling in and out.
I'm right here. I never go anywhere. Always here.
I mean, I haven't heard you.
What do you mean? You never go anywhere. You left during Game of Games.
Yeah, you.
Why I left because of Game of Games? That was during because Cappy forgot to plug in his Comrex.
No, no, that's not true.
No,
that's not true.
Wait, Cappy,
here
you forgot
go,
how to plug in your Comrex?
That's not true.
The most high maintenance guy at ESPN LA, Scott Kaplan, along with Shinano coming up next. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Pepe. We will see you tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Who would have thought that Mason?